Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball. You Had to Be There, the performance rankings, a slight tangent, and the crappy quiz.
Rene Higuita.
Rene Higuita.
Next up, what shape is a football?
I'll take it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Cameron Hill, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
You are starting with the bandwagon upon which we'll hitch all next summer.
Absolutely. Let's live vicariously through Pico Lopez, because the celebrations are underway in Cape Verde with their qualification for the World Cup being branded as the biggest thing since independence from Portugal in 1975. Shamrock Rovers captain Pico Lopez played all 90 minutes as the Blue Sharks got the required victory against Eswatini yesterday, winning 3-0 in the end. They finished top of their qualifying group ahead of World Cup regulars Cameroon, and Lopez believes they earned the right to go through automatically.
We were there on merit. There was no sort of like good fortune. There was no sort of Cameroon weren't at the strongest. We were in a really tough group, and we came out on top of it on merit. So it's an enormous achievement, and it's one we can take pride in as well.
Yeah, he was also saying a few other things, Cameron.
Yeah, he also explained how he nearly missed his chance to represent Cape Verde when a message landed in his LinkedIn DMs.
Yeah, like this story's been doing the rounds recently, and it's one that's been spun the last few years. I nearly didn't make this, so like 9 months ago, sorry, not 9 months ago when I started, I ignored the message for 9 months because I didn't understand Portuguese. Thankfully, they wrote back in English, and I done what I should have done the first time, translated the first message, apologised profusely, and thankfully they didn't look past it, and they waited for me, and now I'm part of history.
It's a fantastic story.
It is, yeah.
There's also benefits for the club, Cameron.
Yeah, so Shamrock Rovers are set to receive a six-figure sum from FIFA's club benefits programme as a result of Lopez's role in qualifying. Fellow League of Ireland club St. Pat's are also set to receive something from that fund. So Saints goalkeeper Joe Anang was in the Ghana squad for their qualifier win over Comoros on Sunday, which ultimately saw them go through. The programme has been expanded to include players who feature in qualifying campaigns, meaning that the players don't have to feature in the finals for their clubs to be entitled to compensation. A statement from FIFA last month read that this new approach means that any club that releases a player for a World Cup 26 qualifier will now be directly compensated for said release, irrespective of whether players play at the final tournament, an additional step to increase solidarity aimed at providing a fairer and more inclusive redistribution across global club football. It means that Rovers and Pats will receive a portion of the increased pot of €307 million for the 2026 tournament.
Meanwhile, we have another retirement on the women's front.
Republic of Ireland international Megan Campbell has called it a day today. She's retiring from professional football after a 15-year international career, which saw 57 appearances for Ireland. At club level, Campbell won a league and cup double with Rohini United before embarking on a career in England, where she played for both Liverpool and Manchester City. The Drogheda native was most recently at London City Lionesses, but left the club at the end of last season.
Bowing out just as the long show was coming back into fashion. What are you doing?
I know. She's done her job. Yeah. She's gone. She can ride off into the sunset now.
She has influenced.
We spoke to her at the end of last season, and it didn't feel like this was on the cards after they got promoted. So it's kind of sad to see. I think those long throws and the maddest trajectory I've seen on a long throw is Megan Campbell's, and I remember that Scotland game where one of them went directly into the goal, as you remember, untouched.
Yeah.
But like, they were such a weapon that night, and they always have been throughout her career. So the this generation of Irish women who are like the, you know, the such trailblazers, obviously because of the World Cup, but even just in terms of like constantly being on TV and becoming the first kind of like really well known Irish women's team, are all kind of going at the same time. It's mad, really. We've had like four or five this in the last week or so. So there you go. Just on the Pico Lopez thing, I don't know if you guys feel this way. That's why I want to bring it up. It's sort of interesting. It's like, we don't have a huge amount of experience in this country in the way other countries would, of people going from here to go and play for the countries of their ancestors. Obviously, it's something that will happen more and more in time. But I have to say, I was listening to him this morning. I was really proud of him. Mm. I was really proud of the way, you know, he was talking about, you know, with the Dublin accent that he has, talking about going off to the World Cup. It is something that we will probably see more and more of over you know, the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, because that means that there is like a real depth of talent in this country, and we haven't had to lock everybody down to this country.
Might pick to other countries. Yeah.
Might choose,
you know,
to be fair.
A better chance of qualifying. With
it's also great that football educates you in such a great way. Like, you know what I mean? I, you know now that it's called Cape Verde and not Cape Verde. Wouldn't know that if it wasn't for Pico.
You're 100% about that?
That's the way he was saying it.
Sorry, that's what Pico was saying.
I know Cameron did as well, but I mean,
I thought you said now because Cameron
said the last few days, I've realised it's Cape Verde.
Climb out from under that bus, you threw me under there.
A few texts coming in. Ireland are going to be useless tonight, but we'll get a 1-0 win and be lauded by the media as heroes. I think that's like 2009 analysis. I think, if anything, we would absolutely bash them for winning 1-0 tonight. I think we've been quite harsh if we're going to be self-reflective. Rechanging TV panel puts on John Giles' voice. You play your best players every time. And
you thought about it there, didn't you? You were going to go for it.
John in Limerick says, lads, Shane Ryan is dead right. Take the money. That's the world where sport is now. We're going to hear from Shane Ryan.
Not ready to feel that way yet.
No.
What's next, Cameron?
Well, Shlock Neil have confirmed they will appeal the outcome of the Derry Club football semi-final defeat to Newbridge over the weekend. The club are contesting the result on the grounds that Shane McGuigan's late score in Sunday's game should have been awarded 2 points instead of one. That proved crucial in the end when Newbridge did in fact win by 1 point via a free outside the 2-point arc. A hearing into the matter is due to take place this evening. It is unlikely that that decision will be overturned.
You got some rugby news for us.
Connacht have confirmed that their Lions contingent are all available for selection for this weekend's URC game at home to the Bulls. Bundiaki, Finlay Beelam and Mac Hansen are back training with the Westerners and are all fit for Friday's clash at Dexcom Stadium. The province managed to secure a losing bonus point in last weekend's 14-8 defeat away to Cardiff. Senior coach Cully Tucker was speaking yesterday and he admits the postponement of their hosting of the Scarlets the week before may have played a role in the defeat.
Obviously, it wasn't ideal not having the game the week before. And I think you probably saw it in our performance. Like, when you look at it, sometimes one or two areas of your game mightn't function, but other parts could hold up. But I think across the board, probably bar defensively, where I thought we were quite good, I felt, at different parts of the game, you know, at different times of the game, parts of our game let us down, like didn't play to space with our kicking game, our breakdown. We lost a couple of lineouts, which has traditionally been very, very strong. So it was, you know, we lost the aerial battle for a good period of the game. So it was kind of across a lot of different spectrums of the game that, you know, we weren't up to par, you know. What I would say is I think we showed a lot of character even to concede the late try and come back down and get a bonus point out of it. And as I said, I thought we defended quite well for the majority of the game, which that's probably something that hasn't been a strength of ours over the last while. So that was very pleasing, but too much of our game didn't function well enough.
They've just kicked off at the Aviva Stadium. We'll keep you up to speed on everything that happens. Richie Towell is on standby. He'll join us in studio to react to everything as it happens. And we will, of course, be over and back to Steve-O and Stewie throughout the evening, who are on Lansdowne Road. You've got more football for us, Cameron?
Well, England can secure a top spot with a couple of games to spare in Group K this evening, Owen. They're away to Latvia. That game is also just getting underway around now. Elsewhere today, Sweden have sacked manager John Dale Thomason, with the nation on the brink of missing out on World Cup qualification. They lost 1-0 at home to Kosovo last night, leaving them bottom of Group B with just 1 point. While Japan earned a first ever win over Brazil in a friendly in Tokyo today, the hosts came from 2-0 down at halftime to stun Carlo Ancelotti's side 3-2. It's Brazil's second defeat since Ancelotti took charge in May. They also lost a World Cup qualifier to Bolivia.
You have one or two other stories for us before we wrap.
Yeah, rugby news just to continue. Leinster have confirmed that their Champions Cup pool fixtures against Harlequins and La Rochelle will take place at the Aviva Stadium. The Harlequins game will take place on December 6th with the La Rochelle fixture penciled in for the 10th of January. The province also confirmed that the URC matches against Ulster, Connacht and Edinburgh will take place at Lansdowne Road as opposed to Croke Park. And Israeli gymnasts won't compete at next week's World Artistics Gymnastics Championships after hosts in Indonesia denied them entry. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has rejected requests for the decision to be overturned or for the competition to be moved. It means that world floor champion Artem Dolgopiat will not be able to defend his title in Jakarta.
Cameron Hill, thank you very much for Tuesday night's news round. Ireland getting into them early doors. Seamus Cullen with a sliding tackle down the right flank. He's just been kicked in the head moments later. They've fired two long balls into the box. They're up for this one.
Put him under pressure.
Put him under pressure. 2 minutes on the clock. We're going to do it. I don't know what that means, but we're going to do something. We'll keep you up to speed on everything that happens, and we'll get Richie Towell in for his early thoughts after the break.
Off the Ball Daily. A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball. You had to be there. The performance rankings, a slight tangent, and the crappy quiz.
Rene Higuita.
Rene Higuita.
Next up, what shape is a football?
I'll take it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.